Fox 103 and The Outdoor Show. Where are those fish biting? Our outdoor guy has the inside details. Should you fish the small inland lakes or along the shores of Lake Superior? What's biting? With our outdoor guy, Adam Carpenter. Only on Fox 103.
All right, let's get to it. Our outdoor report in the 5 o'clock hour. Well, we talked a little bit about the ice fishing reports I had gotten in the 3 o'clock hour at about 3:15 today. But since then, I've had probably three times as many reports come in that confirmed exactly what we were talking about in the 3 o'clock hour. So I thought I'd mention it because we have a lot of listeners who don't get to tune in until the 5 o'clock hour. And the premise of the report was this. Basically, Friday evening was pretty good last weekend. Saturday morning was pretty much spectacular for so many different lakes. This was before things got really nasty out on the ice. Because, I mean, I can't tell you how many people have called me and said, yep, you know what you were talking about? The snow machine that got stuck in the slush? That was me. Just tons of slush out on the ice after it just basically got out of control on Saturday with the weather. I had a high of 46 on my thermometer. And, of course, it was raining like crazy. But Saturday morning, if you got out there at the break of dawn, here's all of the lakes that I had good reports for. Sporley Lake, good for perch and splake. East Bass Lake, I had a good report from Saturday morning. Cataract, Lake Michigami, Lake Autrain, Lake Independence, Lake Angeline, Johnson Lake, Vermilac, Big Shag, and Schweitzer. Of course, I also had reports, several reports from Little Bay to Knock. They weren't quite as good as everywhere else on the inland lakes, but it was still probably the best morning in the last seven for getting out and catching fish. So here's the thing. Since then, I've got reports from all of those different locations that all said the same thing. When the hammer fell on Sunday with the temperatures falling a little bit, and then especially on Monday today, things have just slowed down to a crawl on all of those lakes. So consider that when you start looking at the patterns of how weather has affected the fishing, you might want to take that in consideration. So when we see the same weather pattern coming again, well, you can make plans to get out there at the very beginning of this warm type weather that we had Saturday morning. Things got nasty though Saturday afternoon. It was pretty much almost impossible to get out there. Still plenty of ice. There wasn't any risk of people falling through at that point. But I mean, when you start talking about a foot of snow, when it starts raining, it just absolutely turns to a sloppy mess. So there you go, your outdoor report for the beginning of the 5 o'clock hour. Take that in consideration. We'll keep an eye on the weather for you. It's supposed to be pretty snowy over the next few days, but temps are going to really start dropping back down around zero again.